breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. For more than 150 million of us, it's another day of oppressive heat and humidity as a record-shattering heat wave holds much of the east in its grip. Forecasters say that many relief still several days away. It's so hot that in Washington, D.C., the show may not go on. Tonight's traditional Capitol Fourth concert may be canceled. Louisiana's attorney general has been indicted over accusations that she had threatened the jobs of New Orleans leaders who resisted Republican-led judicial reforms in the Deep Blue City. Attorney General Liz Merrill insists that she's innocent and says she will not back down. Russian President Vladimir Putin is doubling down. He's calling severe fuel shortages in Russia not critical, insisting the war on Ukraine will continue to victory. Those fuel shortages caused by persistent Ukrainian attacks on Russia's oil and natural gas infrastructure. A rare surviving copy of the Declaration of Independence has turned up in London. The BBC's David Harper says it's the only known example of its kind outside of the United States.
It is one of 11 copies printed in Exeter, New Hampshire in July 1776 and was seized from an American ship that was captured later that year. The document will now go on display. It was found by a volunteer at the British National Archives, Michael Skurr, who was cataloguing the papers of Royal Navy captains.
I called over to my boss and said, I think you need to come and have a look at this. Opened it up and realized it was a Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. Well, I feel very proud that I stumbled across it and that it will now be something which other people can enjoy, like I did.
No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market is closed in observance of Independence Day. It will be back to business for Wall Street, as usual, come Monday morning. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate, like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
It's been a deadly explosion, a bombing near the main courthouse complex in Syria's capital city.
The cafe in downtown Damascus is located near the Palace of Justice. Jalal Al-Janani owns a restaurant next door. We found victims and bodies laying on the ground, he says. We carried the victims to the cars until the police arrived. Damascus Governor Maher Marwan Idlibi said the device appeared primitive and vowed that the perpetrators would be held to account. Syria's new leaders have cracked down on Islamic State militants, but continue to contend with security concerns and a military incursion by Israel since the overthrow of the Assad regime in December of 2024. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials say a man carrying a Tibetan flag set himself on fire, died in front of UN headquarters in New York. Police answered a 911 call last evening. The NYPD officers found a 52-year-old man with severe burns, and police say he was rushed to the hospital and later pronounced dead. News and analysis, townhall.com. The humpback makes a comeback. Correspondent Jason Walker with a whale of a story.
Experts say their population is recovering from past commercial whaling throughout Brazilian waters, growing from about 2,000 to 35,000 in the last 40 years. The Humpback Whale Project says a pause was issued in 1983, setting the tone for decades of basic quiet and solitude within the industry. Now, between June and November, these giant creatures migrate through Brazilian waters, helping to boost tourism. Jason Walker reporting.
Tesla sales picked up over the past several months. The EV manufacturer sold 25% more vehicles than in the same period a year ago, delivering 480,126 cars. Brisk sales in Europe accounting for a good share of the increase. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am always with you, even to the end of the age. Amen." Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. Welcome to the Friday Free-for-All, America's 250th birthday. Our executive producer this morning is the lovely Kristen Hagrid, who will be taking your calls at 410-922-6680 and 800-922-6680. Zero here on 680 WCBM and for our friends in Harford County, 99.9 FM and around the world at WCBM.com. So join us as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. Since this is the Friday free-for-all, whatever's on your mind is going to be on my mind, because we look forward to engaging in conversations with you. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the theater of the mind. And if you're at up with me at 9 past the hour here on what I am considering Independence Day for us, because we're on the air one day beforehand. I want to hear from you about what's on your mind. So that being said, in this hour, we will be getting into the history of our great country. And the reason why I started off with a prayer, because everything that was going on 250 years ago tomorrow, well, really 250 years ago this year, and more than 250 years ago, was surrounded by biblical principles, and our founding fathers were Christian to the core. How do I know that? Because on September 7, 1774, the First Continental Congress opened with a prayer led by the Reverend Jacob Duché. This event marked a significant moment in American history, as it was one of the first instances of collective prayer among the delegates representing the various colonies. You might ask what the prayer was. The prayer was Psalm 35. What is its significance? Invocation of divine justice, Reverend Duché read Psalm 35, which calls for divine intervention against adversaries. The psalm theme of justice and protection resonated with the delegates who were facing oppression from the British authorities. The emotional impact, because I'm going to read some of Psalm 35 in a minute, but what we're doing again is we are framing what was happening in Philadelphia 250 plus years ago. This reading of Psalm 35 had a profound effect on the assembly. Many delegates were visibly moved. I wonder what would happen if we read Psalm 35 today in our nation's capital. With reports of tears and kneeling during the prayer, John Adams noted that the psalm thrilled through the entire assembly, highlighting its emotional weight. So, why don't we read some of Psalm 35 right now, and let's see if we get the emotional effect that our founding fathers did, who pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we might have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Psalm 35. My cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me, fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help. Also, draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit, for which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall, and let soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up
They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good, to sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was a sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly mockers at feasts, they gnashed at me with their teeth. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from their destructions, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in that assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without a cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also opened their mouth wide against me and said, "Aha! Our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silent. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, 'Ah, so we would have it.' Let them not say, 'We have swallowed him up.' Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion, who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, 'Let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in prosperity of his servant.' And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long." So that, ladies and gentlemen, is Psalm 35. And that is what many delegates, September 7, 1774, were visibly moved with reports of tears and kneeling during the prayer. And again, John Adams noted that the psalm thrilled through the whole assembly, highlighting its emotional weight. I ponder today, ladies and gentlemen, that if Psalm 35 had been read on September 7, 2026, in our nation's capital, I wonder how many of our representatives, whom we are their employer, we are the ones with the vested interest, we are the shareholders. I wonder how many of our employees would have gotten on their, would get on their knees, would possibly have a tear flowing down their cheek, would possibly be moved to the point where it could be seen visibly. I wonder how many also might get up and walk out in protest. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 250 short years from the birth of our great nation. And this morning in this hour, I want to hear from you about what you think about Psalm 35. Did it move you at all? Is it enough that maybe perhaps over our 250th celebration, you might communicate this to other people as you're enjoying the freedom of having a cookout, the freedom of watching fireworks, the freedom of being able to move about our one nation, our great one nation under God, without any restrictions. But lest we forget, do we not have restrictions today? I think we do, and I think I'm going to talk about a couple of them when I get back here on Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, filling in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. I want to know what you think. If you hear my voice right now, you're one of the many patriots who I know love our one nation under God. So give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. We'll be right back.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. Jeff McDonald filling in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, and around the world at WCBM.com. So we just did Psalm 35 that was read during the First Continental Congress as the opening prayer. Fast forward, and I also wonder how many people realize that during this entire time, the colonists were attempting to make peace with the crown through documents such as the Olive Branch Declaration. But fast forward to July 1775, they knew at that point it was time to take up, well, the odds were that it was they were going to have to take up arms. And in July of 1775 was the Declaration of Causes and the necessity of taking up arms. It was drafted in July of 1775 and adopted by the Second Continental Congress. At the time is Independence Hall. The Declaration of Causes and the necessity of taking up arms articulated the reasons why the colonies felt compelled to take up arms. The Declaration was an early yet crucial step on the road to independence and help lay the groundwork for the eventual formation of the United States. I think I'm going to play a clip after the bottom of the hour because I don't think we have enough time to do it now, do we? Okay, all right. I want everyone to get a flavor of the passion of our founding fathers. This is John Adams prior to the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. And we must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
A republic of laws. Not men. And it drives me crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't care who it is. So many on the screen that so many watch today call our republic a democracy. We are not a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We are a constitutional representative republic. And part of that, as John Adams so passionately said, give me a country, a free country. So we back up a little bit before we get to when they were getting ready to commit to signing what could be their death wish. In the summer of 1775, the tensions were high. British soldiers patrolled the streets of Boston. Distrust and resentment grew among the colonists. Oh, by the way, I wonder how many people know that many, many, many of the British soldiers were actually convicted criminals. And at the time, they had a choice. You can either be hanged, go to prison, or you can be a British soldier and go over to the United States, or at the time, the colonies. Many of them obviously chose to go to the colonies. So, that being said, in an effort to secure the countryside surrounding the city, British troops moved toward Concord and armed conflict ensued. As the smoke cleared from the battles of Lexington and Concord, a relationship between the American colonists and Great Britain was forever changed. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about that a little bit more, but then we are also going to get in to the great document that gives us our freedom and also explains the grievances that our founding fathers had against the crown. So when we get back, we'll talk about it. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company WCBM.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. For more than 150 million Americans, it is another day of oppressive heat and high humidity as record-shattering heat wave holds much of the east in its grip. Forecasters say that any relief from the heat is still several days away. Louisiana's attorney general indicted over accusations that she had threatened the jobs of New Orleans leaders who resisted Republican-led judicial reforms in the Deep Blue City. Attorney General Liz Merle insists that she's innocent, says that she will not back down. Russian President Vladimir Putin is doubling down, calling severe fuel shortages in Russia not critical, insisting the war on Ukraine will continue. Those fuel shortages caused by Ukrainian attacks on Russia's oil and natural gas infrastructure. Wall Street closed today in observance of the Independence Day holiday. This is SRN News.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Trade every match from the opening rounds all the way to the final. Last week, Argentina was trading at 15% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade could pay out $637 if they win soccer's biggest prize. Want to know what they're trading at today? Check Kalshi. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code PITCH to get a $10 credit when you trade $10. That's promo code PITCH. Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only, must be present in state where it's legal to trade. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prizes, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. $10 free credit with no expiration. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. For more information, see Kalshi.com.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated, strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey here on what we're considering Independence Day, because obviously we won't be on the air tomorrow. So this is our Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen, and it's your opportunity to get involved. Let's talk about it, because this is open the Friday free-for-all, and I want to hear from you. What do you think about what I've just read? What do you think about the first Continental Congress opening with Psalm 35, the prayer? Give me a call here at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. If you so desire, you can text at the app at WCBM.com, or you can email us at AM680 at WCBM.com. But the important thing is, I would like to hear from you based on what we've been talking about. Oh, I have to disagree with the President of the United States on one thing. He just said that the current governor of Maryland is the dumbest. I think he is without a doubt the most deceitful. And his stolen valor says it all. And I have to say this before we get back into our great history. This is part of the problem. that we have representatives today who could care less about you. All they do is get coronated so that they may continue their political career and pad their resumes. And the governor of Maryland, you had ample opportunity to be honest. But no, you chose to keep digging with the shovel, and it has now been proven, among many other things, sir, that you committed stolen valor. And I ponder, as the summer goes on and we get into the fall, will the average Marylander, who may not necessarily pay that much attention to what's going on politically in Maryland, will they finally wake up and realize that the man who is sitting in the governor's mansion in Maryland never intended to do anything to again make Maryland the land of pleasant living? He's simply trying to pad his resume, fantasizing about being in the White House, which if we go down that road, ladies and gentlemen, God help us, and we need to read Psalm 35 a lot more. So, getting back to where we were in the summer of 1775, let's get back to something that is relevant to our great nation. So the news of the bloodshed spread quickly throughout the American colonies. The Second Continental Congress convened in Philadelphia. Action was needed in the assembly room of Independence Hall. Delegates engaged in intense discussion about colonial rights and the need for a unified response to British aggression. John Dickinson and Thomas Jefferson, along with other delegates, played significant roles in shaping the Declaration. They worked collaboratively to articulate their grievances and justify their decision to take up arms. The drafting process was marked by passionate debate. Think about what we debate now and what they were debating then. The delegates sought to balance their desire for independence with the hope of reconciliation with Great Britain. Ultimately, they concluded that the British government left them no choice but to defend their liberties through armed resistance. Parliament can of right make laws to bind us in all causes whatsoever. What is to defend us against so enormous, so unlimited a power? Not a single man of those who assume it is chosen by us. The Declaration of Causes and Necessity to Take Up Arms. So, the Declaration emphasized the colonies' desire for self-government and their frustration with perceived British oppression. It outlined several key grievances, including taxation without representation. Colonists were frustrated by taxes imposed by the British Parliament without their consent. Military aggression. The presence of British troops, remember, many of them were criminals, in the colonies were seen as a threat to their liberties. Violation of rights. The Declaration argued that the British government had violated the natural rights of colonists. These points were underscored by the necessity of armed resistance. The authors believed they had no choice but to defend their rights through force. The arms we have been compelled by our enemies to assume, we will, in defiance of every hazard, with unabating firmness and perseverance, employ for the preservation of our liberties. the declaration of the causes and necessities of taking up arms. The impact on the American Revolution, the declaration of the causes of and necessity of taking up arms, played a significant role in the uniting, listen to this, taking up arms in uniting the colonies. It fostered a sense of shared purpose and a commitment of defending their natural rights. By clearly articulating their grievances, the colonists rallied support for their defense against perceived British tyranny. The work done in Independence Hall during this time laid the foundation for future documents, including the Declaration of Independence in 1776. The principles established in the document resonated throughout the Revolutionary War. Excuse me. So let's move forward to July of 1776. And I think it only appropriate here in this hour, when we're doing the history of the birth of our great nation, that we read the Declaration of Independence and we discuss the grievance, the 27 grievances that the colonists had against the British. Because when we read them, if you think about it, if we can get through it between now and the top of the hour, it is so relevant today. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. he has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the good, for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodations of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction of foreign to our Constitution, and acknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretend legislation for quartering large bodies of armed troops. Now, I'm editorializing here. Armed troops, many of whom, ladies and gentlemen, were convict among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trades with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us, in many cases, of benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretend offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally our forms of government, for suspending our own legislatures, for declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He has, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so profound and it is so relevant today. I'm Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. Let's talk about this when we get back after the break. We will be right back here on 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. From cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite, they can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here as we on 680 WCBM AM, WCBM.com, around the world, and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County. At the top of the hour and throughout this hour, I've asked you to call here on the Free For All Friday, and we have a patriot who is on the line right now. Tom in Westminster, good morning, and thank you so much for calling this morning.
Good morning, sir. For a long time, I've watched our leadership in Annapolis, to include our governors, plunder its people. And yes, I really do believe with all of my heart that it's long past time to abolish the government in Annapolis and to remove, if necessary, by legal force, the leadership in Annapolis. For too long, they've lived in a fiscally irresponsible environment. Yet they pass laws that if I, as a citizen, am fiscally irresponsible, they will imprison me or take things from me. Yet they have no boundaries put on them. And I, for one, am tired of my paycheck and my home being their personal piggy bank when they become fiscally irresponsible. And I believe it is long past time for them to go, because I don't believe they're legally elected. And I don't believe they represent us anymore. And I have served this nation for 50 years as a federal agent and as a soldier. And I am tired of the bad leadership in this state.
Tom, that first and foremost, thank you very much for your service to our nation. What a profound statement. I could do an entire show on the Maryland Constitution. And quite frankly, Tom, I don't know if you've read it or if you're familiar with it, but everything you just said is so relevant and so true. We have so lost our way. But the good news is that we just came through a primary here in Maryland. The turnout was low. And by the way, I am a candidate for delegate in 42B. Anybody can learn more about me at jeffkmcdonald.com, jeffkmcdonald.com. But Tom, there's a great organization in Maryland called Institute on the Constitution, the American View, and they do a phenomenal job. And the dichotomy with that is when you take their courses, you're so excited to learn everything. But Tom, like you just so eloquently communicated, as you peel back the layers of not only the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the Maryland Constitution, what you just said is exactly right. They are so out of bounds, it's not even funny. It's demonic, Tom.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I would suggest, I mean, again, your comments are truthful, eloquent, and spot on. The only thing I might suggest to you is perhaps take a course on the Maryland Constitution, because you have just, in like a minute, summed up exactly what's going on. And until we, the people, decide that we've had enough, we've been extorted, abused, neglected. Everybody who gets up every morning, puts their feet on the floor, who is a law-abiding, tax-paying, hardworking citizen, is getting thoroughly abused every single day. And Tom, you're right. It is time to abolish these people.
Amen.
And the only way we do it, my friend, you just did it around the world on WCBM, and I don't mean to be redundant, but you did it so eloquently and concise, is for you and I, Tom, to continue to spread the truth. Tom, the great news is we have the right of the First Amendment, and it is our right to spread the truth, and you're doing that, my friend.
May I comment on Governor Moore's stolen valor, sir, as a combat veteran?
You may. We have about a minute, so please do.
Very quickly, sir. Sir, if he served in combat in the United States Army, as I did, he would have one of two badges on his uniform, which he does not. He does not possess, nor was he awarded, a combat infantry badge, nor does he have, nor does he wear, or was given, a combat action badge. Without those, that man never saw combat. And for him to say he led troops in combat, he is twisting the words. He led troops, and they went into combat. He did not go with them. He is a liar.
It has been proven, my friend. And again, thank you for educating us on that. But most importantly, Tom, thank you for 50 years of service to our great one nation under God. Our nation thanks you. We are indebted to you. It has been a pleasure speaking to you this morning. I don't know if you've called the station before, but I am so happy and blessed that you called me this morning, and I'm wishing you a very joyous and blessed Independence Day, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe. Bye-bye. All right, we're coming up against the top of the hour. What a great call from Tom. Rob, if you will, please hold through the top of the hour, and then I will get you as soon as we start the next hour. But since I've only got about a minute or so left, actually, I guess I could have time to take him. All right, Rob in Middle River, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Listen, do I have time to give you two quotes that show exactly what's going on in today's government and the stupidity of today's society? You've got to hear them, and you're going to love them. These are from Marcus Tullius Cicero. This would have been A.D. around 45. Here goes. Do not blame Caesar. Blame the people of Rome who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions. Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the forum of the new, wonderful, good society, which shall now be Rome, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industrious.
All right, Tom, hold Tom, I'm Rob. Rob, I'm sorry. Hold that thought. I'm going to put you on hold because I've got to go to the break. Ah, mentioning Rome. Tell me we are not in the land of bread and circuses. This is Jeff McDonald filling in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company here on WCBM. We will be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. From north to south, it's as hot as a July 4th firecracker across the eastern part of the country. Not only heat, but all that humidity makes for sauna-like conditions heading into the holiday weekend. Scott Klebauer at the National Weather Service says there's no relief, even at night.
I noticed this morning that a lot of areas up and down the I-95 corridor, were actually struggling to even get below 80. In some cases.
Well, over 150 million of us are feeling the heat. Triple-digit temperatures in Washington, D.C. are already forcing schedule changes for some Independence Day events and possibly the cancellation of some other events. Air conditioners running full tilt along with energy-hungry data centers are raising concerns about the electricity grid. With any relief from all the heat, still a few days off, according to forecasters. Heat in the east, wildfires continue to rage across the West. The DOJ is taking aim at new gun restrictions in a couple of states.
The Justice Department is suing California and Virginia over new firearm laws, arguing they violate American Second Amendment rights. The lawsuits target California's restrictions on new Glock-style pistols and Virginia's ban on certain semi-automatic firearms. The legal challenges come just days after the Supreme Court reaffirmed that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. Willie Nelson, The White House.
The rush is on across Venezuela's north coast to identify earthquake victims before it's too late. With at least 2,300 people killed in last week's twin earthquakes, the country has been overwhelmed. Authorities continue struggling to recover and then to identify the bodies of the earthquake victims. No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market closed in observance of the Independence Day holiday. We'll be back to business as usual come Monday morning. More on these stories, townhall.com.
With things moving fast to resolve the situation in the Middle East, the headlines may change, but the fundamentals haven't. America's debt continues to climb, and uncertainty still hangs over the global economy. That's why investors continue turning to one asset that has stood the test of time, physical gold and silver. For generations, gold has been viewed as a safe haven asset during periods of geopolitical tension and market volatility. That's why Advantage Gold wants to send you a free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus a free copy of Economist Ken Rogoff's acclaimed book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, when you call 800-900-8000. Discover why central banks are buying gold, why many Americans are diversifying with precious metals, and how a tax and penalty-free rollover into physical gold and silver may fit into your retirement strategy. Don't wait until the next crisis dominates the headlines. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000.
Some World Cup fans from California are taking StubHub to court.
The federal lawsuit filed in New York by Julia Rieker Mogul and Ruben Rentiera alleges false and misleading sales practices left them stranded after they bought tickets to group stage matches last month. The suit seeks to become a class action, saying that hundreds, if not thousands, of fans bought tickets only to find out they did not exist, had been revoked, or had been erased due to what the tournament organizer FIFA deemed poor digital infrastructure. In addition to monetary damages, the plaintiffs are asking that StubHub be barred from selling World Cup tickets and that any profits be given back to impacted customers. I'm Jennifer King.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned senators who blocked changes to the social media ban for youngsters. The government recently introduced to Parliament amendments aimed at increasing the powers of the e-safety commissioner to enforce the ban. News and analysis at townhall.com. Nagging questions and persistent complaints about California's election setup.
California has enacted many changes over the years that were intended to boost voter turnout. But there hasn't been significant improvement in participation, and those changes are largely responsible for the state's tediously slow ballot counting today. Preliminary figures show turnout hit 40.8% in the June primary, with these required to complete their vote counting on Thursday. That would be an increase over recent primary elections, but below participation levels in others stretching back to 2000. Keith Peters reporting.
They came to cheer the competing World Cup teams, but international soccer fans are also cheering fast food chains and local restaurants in the tournament's host cities. Along with delighting in regional dishes they can't find back home, they're seeking out fast food eateries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated, strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680. 99.9 FM in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Friday free-for-all, so I encourage you to give me a call because this is the Theater of the Mind radio, and whatever is on your mind is on my mind, and I told Rob I would get back to him before I finish up with our wonderful Declaration of Independence. So, Rob, if you will, please finish your thoughts.
Okay, so you got the first one about
yes.
This is what I call voter stupidity. Like 300,000 people, no, more than 300,000 people electing this Babaloo governor. Now, here's the other one. This applies directly to government. The first to people, this is government. Here's a knockout. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. What do you think of those two, bud?
I think both of the quotes is exactly what's going on today.
That's what I said. Aren't they knockouts?
Yeah, well, see, this is just it. This is why, Rob, in the first hour, when I was blessed to be asked to guest host for Sean Casey, I pondered greatly what I wanted to do because we are celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And you know, it's interesting, Rob.
Yeah.
When you listen, or I'm sorry, when you read the recorded words in Philadelphia in the 1774, 75, 76, et cetera, through 1791 when they wrote the Constitution, they all talked about the oppressive heat. I'm listening to the news at the top of the hour. Oh, everybody be careful. It's going to be hot out there.
Yeah.
It is July. What do you expect? I mean, today it's going to be hot and humid, hazy with sunshine, high of 100 degrees. Take your time. Stay hydrated. Don't get all liquored up, and everything will be well. My whole point to you, Rob, is what you said is so profound because what you said is exactly what's going on. And I think it gets back to an uninformed electorate and the fact that we have lost common sense, logic. There's a screen here in this studio where I am. And what's on the screen? The out-of-control dirt bikes in Baltimore City. It's been going on forever. It should have been shut down when it started like 10 years ago. Rob, your thoughts real quick.
Yeah, I agree. We are right on target. But I just wanted to say I would have never known these thoughts had it not been from one of my favorite podcasters who used to broadcast on his radio station, Dr. Michael Savage. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, okay.
The Savage Nation.
So I decided that I would do my own research, and I found these quotes. He was pretty ticked off with government at the time. Very smart man, very very intelligent. And it bothers me that I see this dumb going on in society. I mean, I know there are people, I love them dearly, they're in my family, that will vote for stupid things like nationality. People will vote for their race. They'll vote for cutie pie looks. They'll vote for familial status, age, sex, sexual preference, all stupid things. Society, I think, is really ignorant. What happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened, Rob, and then I've got to go, but hang with me here for a second.
Sure.
It's called gaslighting and propaganda. Rob, at one time, we were a well-read nation. And what did we read prior to the screen on the wall? When Tocqueville came across in the 1800s and he went into Appalachia, he explored all over. The common thread that he said impressed him so much with the United States was that wherever he went, people read the Bible, and there was always a Bible prevalent in their homes. Rob, you may or may not know this, and I leave you with this thought, and I'm going to give you the final word, so don't hang up.
Okay.
Our public school system was started. I'm drawing a mental block on the founding father who started it. Our public school system was started so that our youth would learn to read from the Bible. If you can ever do it, here it is right here. Hold on, Rob.
Okay.
I have the New England Primer. It was the first textbook created in Boston in 1777 for children. If you get your hands on it, it's a small little book, and read through it. Rob, I guarantee you most college students today wouldn't understand it. I mean, so here's a quick excerpt of this is the first textbook. Fear God all day. Parents obey, no false things say. By no sin astray. Love Christ always. In secret, pray. Mind little play. Make no delay in doing good. So that's just a little excerpt from the first textbook in the United States of America. Rob, I leave you with the final word. And your two quotes were so relevant today.
Okay. Well, I just want to say is that I think you're very generous in giving me all this time. I appreciate it and
you're
what
welcome.
You're doing. And the other thing is I think you should read those two quotes later on in your discourse with people and really drive home the point, if I may say so. Read them again to the people and let them sink in to what's happened today.
My friend,
that's it.
Thank you for the time. Wishing you a very joyous and blessed Independence Day. The key is, Rob, as you well know, the truth has no agenda. We have the truth on our side. Keep spreading the truth, my friend.
Will do.
Take care. Rob in Middle River, Tom in Westminster, two wonderful patriots. And I know there's a lot of other patriots out there listening. We are one nation under God. We are a sovereign nation. And Kristen, I think it's very relevant right now. Cue up clip number two. This says it all about being a citizen of the United States. John Adams, loyalty to one's country.
Be frank with you. I was the last to consent to separation. But the separation having been made and having become inevitable, I have always said, as I say now, that I would be the first to meet the friendship of the United States as an independent power. Your Majesty. There is an opinion among some people, Mr. Adams, that you are not the most attached of all your countrymen to the manners of France.
Yes, well, I avow to your Majesty that I have no attachment to any country but my own.
An honest man will never have any other.
An honest man will have no attachment other than to his own country. That is John Adams speaking with King George, obviously after the ragtag rebel militia colonists defeated the greatest military at the time in the world. Let's go to Richard in Delta, PA. Richard, good morning, and thank you for calling Casey & Company here on WCBM 680 AM.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Happy 4th.
A very blessed and joyous Independence Day to you as well, my friend.
Yeah, I wanted to put in my two cents to correct a common popular misconception. The Founding Fathers did not found our public school system. That really got in by subversion and by hook or crook. A large figure involved was Horace Mann. And I wanted to suggest to you a book. It's out of print, but it may be still available on things like Amazon. It's called Is Public Education Necessary? And the author is... I've forgotten his name right now. But, yeah, he details the whole behind-the-scenes subversion of the 1830s and how all of that. They say that the Christian people of America were hoodwinked about public schools. They were led to believe that they would be in control. The Christian public schools would be pretty much state Christian schools. Now, I'm a Baptist, and that kind of unholy union with the state, we will not, never accept. But that's how it happened. And the first public schools in New England, they were the Puritan schools.
Correct.
And then we had the great influence from the McGuffey readers. the history of the public schools. The public schools today will not teach you their true history, but that's how they got going. Because before the Civil War, you didn't have state school systems in every state the way it is now. I'm sorry.
Now, you're right. Look, Richard, can you hang with? I have to take a break, but I want to wrap this up with you because you're correct, but I'm correct as well, and I want to explain to you how, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud, just hang tight. I have to take a break, but I'll come right back to you. All right, this is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company here on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world, no matter where you are, at WCBM.com. We will be right back.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. Today, it will be hot and humid with hazy sunshine, high above 100. The heat index will be up to 112. Chance for strong showers or thunderstorms late afternoon and early this evening. Tomorrow will be hot and humid as well, so take your time, be safe, stay hydrated. We will survive. All right, so Papa Richard in Delta, PA. So you are, I know exactly what you're saying. What we view as the air quotes public school system, you're spot on. But the New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, the New England Primer was the beginning textbook for students and until well into the 20th century. There was a 1930 edition. It continued to be the principal text in all types of American schools, public, private, and semi-private, home, Dame, etc. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. But and you're spot on as well, Richard, that yes, the conventional public schools that we know today, the entire premise behind them being created was in fact for parents to be stepped aside and that the bureaucrats could take over.
Right. Yeah, and the book I mentioned, the author is Samuel L. Blumenfeld.
And name the title again.
It's called Is Public Education Necessary?
Interesting.
And it was published in 1981 by Devin Adair Publishers, and I think they're out of business. That book was on their last list of books to be published. he mentions in there how once Horace Mann, they had a debate going back and forth in Boston between him and the Puritan fathers there, and Horace Mann could write like it was mystifying, like it was composing music. But he says at the time, once they got through, we don't know how many teachers became socialists and how many socialists became teachers. But I want to thank you, Jeff. I wish you a very happy 4th of July. And I'm trying to get in to join your Patriot Club. I'll work on it. And thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. You have a very joyous and blessed Independence Day, Richard. Your points were very well taken. They're accurate, they're relevant, and I truly appreciate it. And as Richard said, I mean, the point being is, and Mattel, hang tight, I'm going to get to you right now. The point is, it is up to we the people to take the bloody screens away from our youth and teach them about our incredible history. This is open line. I keep saying open line. I Rush Limbaugh, God bless you. You hold a large space in my brain. This is the Friday Free for All here on WCBM 680 AM 99.9 FM in Harford County and around the world at WCBN.com. Is it Mattel? Is that your name, sir?
No, Metal.
Metal. My apologies. Metal and White Marsh, what does patriotism mean for you? And thank you for calling this morning.
Hey, Jeff, you do a great job. You know that, man?
Thank you very much.
And I just wanted to say that, you know, this whole 4th of July and, you know, a few days ago, my wife and I had the pleasure of, you know, being at the open house at Martin's, and the Blue Angels were there, you know, taking off, landing, and I saw them, even telling you this right now, I get choked up.
Yes.
When the Blue Angels started to fly, I started to cry, dude.
Amen.
I just like right now, I just, the emotion I feel for the flag in America, I just put up my flag, you know, out front, all down my property. I cried. People that don't understand that, I don't understand them. It's just a special thing, United States of America. And especially this year, 250 years. And it was very cool when I was on the tarmac and the British Navy, the Red Darts, the pilots came back, you know, watch them take off, watch them carry on in the air. They landed, they came back. My wife and I were talking, met every single one of them.
God bless
there's
you.
There's a female there also. And I said, you know, isn't it crazy? 250 years later, you guys and ladies, open up our air show in Baltimore. And now we're the best of buds. And then I high-fived all of them. It was that I would never, I'm 6 years old. I'll remember that forever. But it's just stuff like that. And then to, you know, I'm kind of a jokester, whatever. So then we're all together, these pilots, my wife, a bunch of people. And I said, oh, I wanted to say one last thing. I said, one if I land, two if I see. The British are coming, right? The place erupted. And the one captain, the pilot of the Red Darts, he goes, no hard feelings, Jeff. And I said, no, man, I love you guys. I love you guys. And this is anybody can get along.
Amen.
Everybody's laughing. But that's what it means to me, man.
Well, people, Metal, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just want to say, people that don't hold this, especially this time, this July, you know, Independence Day. And I really hate to hear Happy 4th of July.
So do I. Yeah.
It's Happy Independence Day.
Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we would have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I want to leave you with this, Metal. You mentioned the flag. I wonder how many people know what the colors of the flag stand for. Red, hardiness and valor. White, purity and innocence. Blue, vigilance, perseverance, and justice. So, Metal, your what patriotism means to you, I think, is what it means to the vast majority of Americans. And it is our responsibility, and I know you know this based on your passion during this call, it is our responsibility for whether people like it or not. We have the truth on our side, and it is our responsibility to spread the truth among our fellow citizens. So, Metal, I'm wishing you a very blessed and wonderful Independence Day. Give your wife a big hug and call back whenever I'm on the air, okay?
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to say one last thing. Rob from Middle River that called. Rob's a friend of mine. I haven't talked to Rob in a long time. I don't know if you've ever met Rob personally.
I gotta go. Gotta go. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From north to south, from New England all the way down to the Gulf Coast, it's hot as a July 4th firecracker. Not only heat, but all the humidity making for sauna-like conditions going into the holiday weekend. Well over 150 million Americans are feeling the heat, triple-digit temperatures in Washington, D.C., already forcing schedule changes for some of the Independence Day events. Air conditioners going full blast, along with energy-hungry data centers, raising concerns about the electricity grid. Any relief from the heat, according to forecasters, still a few days off. And while it's hot in the east, out west, wildfires continue to rage. The rush is on across Venezuela's north coast to identify earthquake victims. At least 2,300 people killed in last week's twin earthquakes. Wall Street closed today in the observance of the Independence Day holiday. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm not one to say I told you so, but do you remember last year when I told you that Pure Talk was hands down the best wireless company that I'd ever used? Well, some of you were skeptical, but Consumer Reports just asked 120,000 people to rate every wireless company in America, including the big boys. Well, guess which company was the only company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah. Pure Talk. Coverage, support, value, data. 5 stars across the board. No service contracts, no cancellation fees, just great U.S. customer service on a crazy fast 5G network for a fraction of what you've been paying. I'm not going to say I told you so, but I will encourage you one more time to dial #250, say micro, and switch to a 5-star American wireless company that won't let you down.
Everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual 5-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning. This is the Friday free-for-all, so if there's something that's on your mind, it is going to be on our mind as we continue this great Independence Day 250th celebration here on WCBM 680 AM. I have been asking for calls, and you have been so gracious to take time out of your morning to do just that. William and Carney, good morning and welcome to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff. It was a great introduction, how you brought in the scriptures of the Bible and our forefathers.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the book of Psalms is a power tool in a spiritual world to fight against evil.
Yes.
And help your politicians and all. So I got some scripture I would like to read out as Psalms, give you something.
Sure.
In Psalms 59, it says, destroy any enemy's power. So you put the politician's name and yourself with the politicians. Then you walk the trail like Moses, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then Psalms 104 is the absolution from the original sin as we were born into the world. And then you got Psalm 78 that intensifies the psychic talent.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned this at the Edgar Casey Foundation down in Virginia Beach, ARE, the association and the research of the Enlightenment. And another part of it is this. You put yourself in these positions. Then you got another one is the absolution from the past sins and you find peace with God. And that's Psalms 85. Then Psalms 84 says, bring one view of a bright future. Verse 11. Read it all, and this is a study, verse 11.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Psalms are so relevant, and again,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, William.
Yeah, like you said, Psalms is a development. It's a healing tool.
Yep, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I'm sorry, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, like King Solomon used Psalms a lot. All he asked for was wisdom.
What more can you exactly? William, we could talk about this for hours. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes this morning. And the key with, if you think about it, why did Justice Reverend Duché pick Psalm 35? It's the invocation of divine justice. It gives us that visual. Again, radio is the theater of the mind. Reading
right.
is the theater of the mind, engaging our brain. It puts us in, imagine, like we said, when they were the First Continental Congress, I say it again, after the reading and during the reading of the Psalms, many delegates were visibly moved with reports of tears and kneeling during the prayer. John Adams noted that the psalm thrilled through the whole assembly, highlighting its emotional weight. William, I hope you and your family have a blessed and joyous Independence Day, and I thank you for
more.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, buddy.
Remember when you said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
In the Irish, it's the four-leaf clover. It's the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because that's where Christ got Lance, on the right side.
Exactly. William,
thank you, Jeff.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day. And again, may you and your family have a very joyous and blessed Independence Day. And like I've said to the other callers, Tom, Rob, and Metal, William, we have the truth. The truth has no agenda. Please, my friend, you took the time this morning to call me. Spread it. Spread the truth among our fellow citizens.
I've been trying.
Keep trying, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, real quick, Pat, hang tight. We are going to, we have a very special treat for everyone today. Our illustrious governor is supposed to, well, is required, I think, to post his schedule. So our wonderful, talented, and beautiful producer, Kristen, is going to give us the joy of learning what his schedule is today. Kristen?
Well, thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, being part of the media, I guess we're blessed or cursed, however you want to look at it, at getting whatever he's willing to admit. Most of the time,
exactly.
There is a schedule that goes out. There are a lot of days where it says no public schedule, which means he's campaigning somewhere else in the country.
Yeah, but he's campaigning on our tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen.
But today, he has quite the media hit list.
Oh, so this ought to be good.
At 8 a.m., Governor Moore will appear live on CBS Mornings on CBS. Then at 8:45 a.m., Governor Moore will appear live on Morning Joe on MS Now. At 12:15 p.m., Governor Moore will appear live on Inside Politics with Dana Bash on CNN. And then at 4 p.m., Governor Moore will appear live on Meet the Press Now on NBC News Now. So I'm guessing this is a lead up to his I wonder if he's previewing his Independence Day speech tomorrow, where he's trying to set himself up opposite President Trump, who also will be speaking at the America 250. So whether he reached out to the national news or the national news reached out because they're trying to make him a thing, you know, in 2 years. But it's just ironic that he does more national media than local media.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. I didn't hear ABC, local WMAR-TV, local WJZ, Fox 45, WCBM, WBAL, et cetera, et cetera, NPR, where the women sound like men and the men sound like women. I mean, it's all about the coronated one who, ladies and gentlemen, and Kristen, the fact is, he has been caught with stolen valor, and that enough should disqualify him for anything. But, alas, so many people will continue to just blindly follow him.
It's amazing.
Now, it's sad.
Compare that to, I also get President Trump's schedule from the White House, and he's working all day, starting at 8 a.m. I'm sure he's up before that. I don't think he sleeps at all. But anyway, but it's public schedule, executive time, policy meetings, signing executive orders. Then he's flying to South Dakota. Then he's going to give remarks at Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Then he's going to go home late tonight. Then tomorrow he's going to work in the morning. And then he's going to attend the America 250 celebration, where I'm sure he'll speak again. And that's going to go till late tomorrow night. Then he's going to work Sunday morning. You know, so he never stops working.
He never stops. And that is a prime example of the entire premise of our elected representatives, of we the people, by the people, for the people.
Yeah. But anyway, but so Governor Moore can say how many times he wants he's going to serve for 4 more years, but I think his schedule says otherwise. He's either out of the state, on national media, or there's, quote, no public schedule. I don't think he's home laying on the couch eating Cheetos, watching TV.
No.
He usually appears in other people's social media posts campaigning, quote, I'm using air quotes, campaigning for some other Democrat candidate in a state like Pennsylvania or North Carolina or South Carolina, something like that. So,
or anywhere
just a coincidence.
Else. Anywhere, thank you, Kristen, anywhere but Maryland, where the citizens of Maryland are paying for his home, paying for his BGE bill, paying his water bill. Oh, well, that's another thing. Silly me. Lest I forget, he couldn't even pay his water bill prior to being elected. You know, I don't listen to Mark Levin. I don't agree with Mark Levin, but I will give Mark Levin one kudos. You mentioned the Morning Joe. Mark Levin said the Morning Joe looks exactly like the banjo boy from Deliverance. And my golly, when you put the two side by side, I wonder if old Morning Joe on MSLSD does in fact play the banjo. One never knows. Pat, good morning in Middle River. How are you today?
I'm good. I think it's about time somebody congratulated you on your victory in the primary for the House of Delegates, and we pray that you win the general election, Jeff, because you are sorely needed at the Maryland General Asylum.
Thank you, Pat. Pat, I truly appreciate that. So the importance of Independence Day, and by the way,
I'm very concerned about Independence Day in the future. 60% of the young people in America under the age of 30 believe that capitalism is over and that socialism is the way of the future. And that's a very dangerous for our future leaders. So as you know, Valerie and I have written a history book for young people, a patriotic history book, which is doing very well on Amazon because a lot of people apparently agree with us. And, you know, Jeff, I've been around a long time. I met President Kennedy when I was 16 years old. I worked for the greatest mayor that ever lived, William Donald Schaefer. I did some work for Ronald Reagan. I was the campaign manager for the last Republican elected to county executive. So I've been around. I have been part of history, not that I've done anything wonderful, but I've experienced it.
Yes.
And I'm really worried, and President Trump has said in his recent speeches, and I'm really glad he has said this, that this danger this nation is facing is an organized assault. It's not a difference of opinion. It's an organized assault on America's values and Constitution and way of life. And it's very dangerous. I think if we run on that issue, at least at the federal level, and the president seems to be doing that, we're going to have a good chance in the midterms.
I agree with you 100%. And, Pat, you made a very, very relevant point, because not only is it the youth, people, I think, what age did you say under what?
Well, there's a couple of polls. One is by the Pew Foundation that says people under the age of 30, 60%
yes,
believe that socialism is the wave of the future. And there are 40 million young people in America under the age of 18, and 35% of them do not know who George Washington is.
Unbelievable. Well, again, that's
unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And thank you and Valerie for your hard work and your commitment to stay involved. And, you know, it's interesting. Another poll, a majority of Democrats say they would vote for a democratic socialist and view socialism favorably. So, Pat, you're spot on with not only 60% of those under 30. I think that there's also a contingency of people over 30 that are
Democrats. The Democrat Party has been subjugated and put under control by the socialists. But I want to just mention one final thing.
Sure.
On our Saturday night show from 8 to 10 on CBM, we will have Jim Simpson in, and we will be talking about socialism, Marxism, and communism for 2 hours.
Great. Great. Yeah, because Jim's a great guy. I know Jim. He wrote a book. That's good. I mean, your show is always phenomenal between 8 and 10 on Saturday evenings here on WCBM. So, Pat, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Yes, and once again, congratulations.
Pat, thank you so much. And look, I'm in District 42B, which is currently, that seat is held by someone who never failed to love any type of bill that will take more money from us. She's a confirmed socialist, and I can't thank you enough. I think that it's time that people wake up, and I do think it's that she will be defeated in the fall.
Let's get the Republicans off of their butts and off of their sofas and get them out to vote, Jeff.
Amen.
Good candidate. You're a wonderful candidate.
Thank you.
Exceptional. People have to get out and vote and stop just complaining.
Amen. You know what, Pat? If you're going to complain, take the time to vote. You're spot on. Thank you, Pat. Have a wonderful and blessed Independence Day, and thank you for taking the time.
All right. Bless you, Jeff.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Take care. Pat McDonough, he can be heard every Saturday evening here on WCBM between 8 and 10, and he's having Jim Simpson on Saturday night, and I can tell you, Jim Simpson is well worth listening. Okay, let's go to Bill in Owings Mills. Bill, good morning and welcome to WCBM. Thank you for taking
morning.
The time.
Morning, happy 4th.
Thank you. A very blessed Independence Day to you.
Thank you. And may this country continue back to the way it was founded by, as God in whom we trust.
It will.
Since the days of Madeline Murray O'Hara, the Vietnam War, and we had a brief interlude there with Ronald Reagan, but the country has declined ever since Obama. And we look at horrifying examples of what socialism does. Venezuela, Cuba, I could go on and on.
Yes.
But if this is what the country, I hope this isn't what the country wants. We had a bad taste of it with this sorry-ass excuse for a human being called Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And if this is what the country wants, man, I'm scared to death because after President Trump, I don't know who's going to lead this country. But he better get this war done with.
Amen.
In Iran, because the bottom line, here's what it comes down to. People vote their pocketbooks.
Yep. I agree
and
with
it seems,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you please go. I agree with you 100%.
We're dealing with a fundamentally dumbed down generation of stupid idiots.
Precisely.
I mean, there are the exceptions because some kids are young people are very extremely intelligent that are homeschooled or raised in very religious settings where the parents actually do participate in the educational process of their children. But the public schools are a joke. They continue to teach you how to put a condom on a cucumber, but they can't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic and how to get a job because there's a lot of people that are just not college material. They're better suited to learn a trade, which is lacking because of the teachers' union. Don't promote the more promoting their own agenda rather than the education of the kids.
You're spot on, my friend. Bill, thank you for taking
this. God bless this country and God have mercy on it, because if God doesn't intervene with our prayers and turning back to Him for our liberties, if you don't love your liberties and you don't pray to God that your country does well and you don't exemplify that, then you get the government you deserve.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Have a wonderful and blessed Independence Day. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company on WCBM. We will be right back.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see. Smell and savor.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
These lefty Americans who hate America are wrong. Don't think that this isn't happening for a reason. Don't think that Donald Trump as the president. Don't think that the FIFA being here. Don't think that peace coming to the Middle East, the terrorists being driven from power. Don't think this is by accident. This is the reaction to the action of evil that had taken over the world that I portended years ago.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. John in Catonsville, good morning and welcome to the 250th WCBM Jeff McDonald Independent Show.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Great to hear you on for Sean and friends again. I had a question. If you could, back last Easter when you were on, you read a list of plays from the Democratic playbook, I think it was. Any chance you could read that for us again this day?
I don't have it, but I can tell you this, John, and I thank you for that. I will be on later in August, and I promise you, I know you're a regular listener, I promise you I will bring it and read it then, if that's okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Hey, is that your granddaughter in the background?
Yeah, it's a granddaughter.
All right, hold on, stay with me. So, what are you guys doing for Independence Day? How are you educating that beautiful little mind on the greatness of our one nation under God?
Well, my wife's a special ed teacher. So,
God bless her.
A lot of the technical things I'll be letting her take care of. But we have a comic book of the Constitution, and I've got access to the Tuttle Twins.
Wonderful.
As well as what I know myself. I am a veteran. And
thank you for your service, John.
Sure. Unlike our esteemed governor,
yeah.
I actually did earn a Bronze Star.
God bless you.
And I had that before I even left theater.
God bless you.
Years later.
Well, go ahead.
So we'll be going to hopefully going to the Catesville Parade.
Nice.
Tomorrow.
Very good.
We'll go to the music on the Frederick Road Friday tonight, and it should be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, listen, John, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for taking the time to call. May God bless you and have you and your family have a joyous and blessed Independence Day.
All right, thank you. Same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. I love hearing little kids in the background. Kristen, do we have time to play the We Are Detroit? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have had wonderful calls this hour. And before, I have a great guest in the final hour, Pat Dyer, who's trying to straighten out Baltimore County, is running for county executive. Kristen, if you will, please play We Are Being Deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so relevant.
Most intelligent, powerful species on the planet would be to completely divide them from the love within themselves. As soon as they are old enough to begin creating an understanding of who they are, force them into a system that teaches them that it is wrong to be yourself if yourself is different from what is accepted as normal. Confuse them about their own biological makeup so that they think that permanently altering their body is the answer to happiness. Require their daily attendance at an institution that makes them focus only on the information that is provided. Make them attend that institution from age 5 until an adult and repeatedly test them on the information so that it becomes their truth. Give them an explanation to everything so that they never have a chance to make their own assumptions of the world. Scold them and humiliate them if they suggest an opinion that opposes that of their authoritatives. Keep reminding them of how cruel their ancestors were to each other in the past and broadcast how cruel they are to each other in the present. Only show them tragedies on the news so that they live in fear and think the worst of one another. Convince them that their species used to be that of an incognizant wild animal. Make them think that their very existence is so incredibly random that they lack purpose and struggle to make sense of a creator. Tell them that their kind is as smart as they've ever been so that they don't question the integrity of the system that they're in. Provide them idols with artificial beauty and use them as examples of what it is to look perfect so that they are never content with their own appearance and can't help but to compare themselves amongst each other. Create addictive digital platforms that rank them by numbers so that they base their self-worth off of the amount of followers that they have and are never satisfied. Build a society around them in which those who have money benefit and those who don't fail. Make money their main focus, but make it so difficult to accumulate that they remain in a place of constant struggle, forced to dedicate the majority of their time to the system that made it this way. Tax them in every way possible, but tell them that it's for their own benefit so that they don't think twice about paying it. Take so much of their time and energy throughout the week, but give them 2 days to themselves so that they feel a sense of reward and don't fight back. Promote the consumption of poison in every social setting so that even on those 2 days, they remain disconnected from themselves and each other. Pump their food with excess sugars and addictive chemicals, but make it cheap, advertised, and easily accessible so that they never stop consuming. When their food makes them ill, prescribe them medication that only masks the symptoms so that they become dependent on it every day. Charge them so much money for healthcare so that they stay in a constant loop of consuming, medicating, and working. Cause chaos amongst them and blame it on a group of their own so that they form judgmental stereotypes. Turn them against each other in so many ways so that even if they were to connect on one, they would still be divided by another.
Ladies and gentlemen, after hearing that, I'm going to leave you with this. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. We will be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Forecasters say it could still be a few more days before relief from the intense heat starts filtering in across the east, where temperatures have soared into the triple digits and the humidity is sky high. It's a massive heat dome extending from down along the Gulf Coast all the way up into New England. There is a Democratic backlash to a move that President Trump says will help make sure that America's elections are above board and free of cheating.
We will know a million mail-in ballots. There'll be a million envelopes, and you'll be able to know exactly, correctly, that citizens voted.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in March, as President Trump signed an executive order seeking to create a federal list of eligible voters, including those eligible to receive a ballot by mail. And the Postal Service filed a proposed rule in May limiting mailed ballots to those on that citizenship list. But a federal judge has since blocked the president's order, ruling it unconstitutional, and it barred agencies from implementing it. Now, Democratic governors from 9 states have sent the Postal Service a letter asking it to withdraw the proposed rule. I'm Ben Thomas.
An investigation of vandalism at a newly renovated Washington, D.C. landmark has produced an indictment.
Federal prosecutors are bringing felony charges against a former U.S. Olympic athlete accused of damaging the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. D.C. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro announced the indictment.
Today, a grand jury has returned a felony indictment against a defendant, David Hearn, for felony destruction of property for which he faces 10 years in prison.
The indictment comes as authorities continue cracking down on vandalism at the nation's capital landmarks. Willie Nelson, the White House.
In the small village of Hamden, Ohio, people are wondering aloud how 16 children, the siblings, held for years in horrific conditions in a small house, could have escaped notice for such a long time. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Venezuela's president defends her government's handling of the earthquake disaster still unfolding in her country.
Speaking to reporters, Delcy Rodriguez attempted to calm growing criticism over her administration's response to the devastating double earthquake. Thousands of people are still reported missing, but she rejected accusations officials were slow to react. Ms. Rodriguez said almost 200 buildings were totally destroyed, but that rescue efforts were continuing. As well as updating the death toll, Ms. Rodriguez reassured Venezuelans that there would be no mass graves. It follows claims bodies were building up in morgues and accusations that the government is downplaying the level of destruction.
That's the BBC's Jacob Evans. Officials say a man who was carrying a Tibetan flag set himself on fire, died in front of UN headquarters in New York. Police answered a 911 call last evening. Found a 52-year-old man, severe burns throughout his body. Police say he died later at a hospital. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Trump administration sued California and Virginia on Wednesday over new laws in both states that restrict the sale of semi-automatic firearms.
The two separate lawsuits filed by the Justice Department in federal court say the laws violate the Second Amendment. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a news release, quote, "The Constitution is not a suggestion, and the Second Amendment is not a second-class right." Virginia's Democratic Governor, Abigail Spanberger, signed legislation early this year banning the sale and manufacture of certain semi-automatic firearms. The law, which took effect Wednesday, is facing at least four other lawsuits challenging its constitutionality. The California law prohibits gun shops from selling certain handguns that can easily be made fully automatic. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Tesla sales accelerated over the past 3 months. The EV manufacturer sold 25% more vehicles than in the same period 1 year ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated, strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
America, 250 years strong. And this Independence Day, Peak Custom Remodeling is honoring the occasion with a roof-raising celebration you don't want to miss. Right now, through July, Peak is offering 25% off all roofing projects, and that's a huge discount to protect your home with a roof built for America's next 250 years. Peak is a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company, an elite distinction earned by less than 1% of roofers nationwide. And that CertainTeed designation means rigorously trained installers, premium products, and something truly unique, Peak's Forever Guarantee. Your new roof is fully warranted, both product and labor, for you and the next owner. Peace of mind, no ordinary roofer in Maryland can match. This 250th anniversary roofing sale ends soon, so act fast and save thousands. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com. That's 443-988-7325. Peak Custom Remodeling, a CertainTeed Shingle Master Premier Roofing Company.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the final hour of the America 250th birthday / anniversary of our Declaration of Independence and our independence. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company here on WCBM 680 AM. 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world on WCBM.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in this final hour, I wanted to look at the vision and the future that we have, specifically in Baltimore County. We've looked at our history. We went through the Declaration of Independence. We went through the cause to bring arms. We talked about the Olive Branch Declaration, had some great calls, but now it is time for action. And part of that action, ladies and gentlemen, is that citizens are getting involved. They're suspending their personal lives. They're suspending their private lives to serve their fellow citizens. And one person who I've come to respect, like, and am running with, we're on the same slate, is, ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore County finally has an opportunity to change and to once again become the great county that it should be. And the capital of Baltimore County is Towson. And Towson is a mess. So this morning here on WCBM, Casey and Company, I want to welcome Patrick Dyer, who is running for Baltimore County Executive and has such great vision. Pat, good morning to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners.
Thank you very much, and a very joyous and blessed Independence Day to you and your family. Pat, before we get started, I saw an ad that was comparing school overcrowding to Disneyland. I don't know if you saw that or not, or if you can comment on that, and if you can't, that's okay, but I just thought that was fascinating.
Well, school overcrowding is a serious issue for Baltimore County. You know, Jeff, we have one thing about school overcrowding, comparing it to Disneyland. Our children are not going to Disneyland to learn mathematics and reading. It was the wrong thing to say. School overcrowding is a very serious problem. You know, we have an independent commission that has been, by law, should be, these members should be appointed. There's 9 positions. 4 of them remain vacant. They have never met. This is a law that should be followed. The position of this committee is to give recommendations in terms of school overcrowding, so the leadership of Baltimore County can make decisions based on these recommendations. They've never met. When I become county executive, Jeff, I will make sure that these positions on these committees will get filled. It's unacceptable that we have such great minds within our community that are willing to step up, offer their opinions, give us insight, yet they've never met. We've got to hear from all interested parties. There has to be an open line of communication between the parents, the public, right to the government. They can give us great, good advice in terms of our public school system as it relates to overcrowding.
Pat, so there's a place for a committee, yet the committee has not been filled and has never met. In your research, were you able to find out why, or is this by design?
This is a law that was passed by the council.
Unbelievable.
And several council members did not appoint their members. So 4 remain vacant. I think it has to do, some people maybe didn't want to hear about the recommendations that this committee would put forward in terms of overcrowding. So there could be some more to it. Of course, if you talk to the committee members, they're very upset because they want to get moving. They've been appointed.
Sure.
They want to get active.
Sure.
And they're not, the council made the law, or there is a law that was passed, and it's not being followed.
All right, so by chance, and if you don't, that's okay. Do you have the names? Because I love naming names. I mean, they are our employees. Do you have the names of the council members who did not name their committee members?
I think there were, I don't have the names.
That's okay.
I think I believe the county executive, I believe that's two positions. I believe only one position has been filled.
Unbelievable. All right. We could be right. We could talk about this. I mean, education in Baltimore County right now, public education, it is a disgrace. But you mentioned the county executive. And Pat, one reason I wanted to have you on this morning, and again, thank you for taking the time, is that we may not all know, but recently in Towson, there was and I'm doing air quotes here in the studio, there was a crime forum. And at the crime forum, I know that obviously the county executive was there, Kathleen Klosmeyer, the Baltimore County State's Attorney, Scott Schellenberger, who, quite frankly, has done a great job considering he has to adhere to the laws that are given to him. The Chief of Police, Robert McCullough, is there. I know you were in attendance. By the way, Pat, before we get into this crime forum, if you will, Julian Jones won the Democrat nominee for Baltimore County. I didn't see his name. He was there, right?
Jeff?
Yes.
I don't believe he was there that evening, no.
So, but you were there, and I think there were 300 people. And now, so which means that you would have seen him if he was there. So, Julian Jones, I mean, we're here at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Julian, if you were there, please let the citizens of Baltimore County and the citizens of Maryland know that you were at this recent Towson Crime Forum, and then we'll change our position. But as of right now, Julian, you were nowhere to be seen. So, Pat, if you will, please give us a little bit of overview on the forum, then I'd like to learn about what your solutions are.
Sure, Jeff. It was, as you mentioned, it was Scott Schellenberger. It was Betsy Tolentino and the Chief of Police, Robert McCullough. They were there. They were, in a sense, the MCs of the event. And then you had questions from the audience. So it was very well attended. And everybody was able to get up and ask questions. Of course, I stood up and I asked a question as well. But the overall theme was the crime situation in Towson. And I think it's just boiled over in terms of frustration. And what we were hearing was that it's not as serious as, you know, we may read, and it's not that bad of a problem. But I'm telling you, Jeff, there was an individual in front of me that we were in line, and he just left the line. He goes, "I've had enough of this stuff." Mm. It's the same old story.
Yep.
Things are not getting better. We're hearing the same excuses, so we didn't really get many ideas or solutions. I think it was just, in a sense, a venting process that people can voice their displeasure. They covered so many different things that they had, from the homelessness to the flyovers to the officer shortage. But it's all points that people were aware of. There really wasn't any solutions to any of the problems. And people, the audience really had informative questions, or direct questions, in terms of why this situation persists. But the truth of the matter is, Jeff, are people do not want to go to Towson. They're afraid to be in the malls. They're afraid to shop in Towson. They're afraid to frequent the restaurants. And you can see the businesses. Towson Square is empty. There was a question about the rents at Towson Square. Towson Square, I believe they were, the councilman or tells there were $35,000. But that's, so in a sense, that's the same amount that's over in other malls that are within the vicinity. So not necessarily a reason why there wouldn't be any stores that would fill those places up. But it was kind of more of the same, Jeff. We didn't really hear any great solutions. And I think people, like I said, people walked away. They remained frustrated.
I think they remain frustrated, but I think more so than frustrated is I think they are disgusted, as I am disgusted. Like you, Pat, I am a lifelong Baltimore County resident. I used to go to Towson. I used to take my kids to Towson. We used to go to Towson all the time. One of the anchors at the Towson Town Center is Nordstrom, a high-end department store. There was another high-end department store boutique store whose name is escaping me recently left. I've also heard that some of the merchants in Towson are frustrated because vagrants are coming into their stores, not buying anything, and they're just hanging out there, and they can't get them out of the stores so that people who want to patronize their store can come in. Pat, did you hear anything about that at the forum? And by chance, did the chief of police have anything to say about that?
Well, he did. He passed the issue on to others that were there, saying, hey, you need to call the Department of Social Services, in a sense, to fix this problem. I think there was one instance where someone asked him a question, and he didn't really get an answer that he liked in terms of the homelessness situation, in a sense saying he believed it was acceptable. So it's people, business owners, the business people do not want to have homelessness in their store. In their stores, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work for them. They want that situation fixed.
Yep. Hang tight. Are you able to hang with me through the break?
Sure.
All right, I have to take a hard break. We'll come back on the other side. Pat Dyer, running for Baltimore County Executive. We will be right back. Oh, my apologies. Okay, it is now time to celebrate America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Day in history, July 3, in 1863, the end of the Battle of Gettysburg. On this day in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ended with a crushing Southern defeat and marked the turning point in the American Civil War. The fighting began 2 days earlier when General Robert E. Lee led Confederate troops into Pennsylvania and attacked Union forces. The climax occurred on July 3, with a spectacular failure of Pickett's charge, in which Confederate troops tried to break through Union lines. Lee was forced to retreat the next day. Gettysburg was the bloodiest battle of the war. with more than 50,000 casualties. Also, in this day in history, American singer and songwriter Jim Morrison, who was a member of the rock group The Doors, died at age 27 in Paris. The official cause of the death was heart failure. Last but not least, George Washington, on this day in 1775, officially assumed command of the Continental Army during the American Revolution, several weeks after being appointed to the post. Ladies and gentlemen, that is America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com. Or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. I hope you will make this the greatest Independence Day celebration of our lifetimes. Thank you so much for making WCBM a home and a daily destination. And until Monday, God bless you, and I will see you then from noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. Joining me right now is the Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive, Pat Dyer. Pat and I have been talking about the recent Towson Forum, the crime in Towson, the situation in Baltimore County from an education perspective, et cetera. Pat, welcome back. What I'd like to do with the remaining minutes in this half hour, because I know you have to go and we've got to keep moving, I would like to know, A, what your vision is for Baltimore County, and also, as important, please tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Thank you, Jeff, and congratulations on your primary victory. You're going to be a great addition to Annapolis. Friends of PatDyer.com, I could use go to my website. You can see my vision and my plans, and appreciate your support and your help. I want to point out one thing, Jeff. We
sure
do have a patriotic duty, and that patriotic duty is to vote. I was speaking to a Republican worker from Baltimore County yesterday, and he said, I don't vote. He goes, it never comes down to one vote. And I really pressed him, Jeff, and I said, wait a minute. But I turned him, I flipped him, he's going to vote.
Amen.
But we have a patriotic duty to exercise our right to vote.
Yes.
As you know, as you mentioned earlier, we're running for office. We're putting it out there. We need support, but we also need the votes. Historically, light turnout. We've got to get out the vote. We now, in November, we've got to push that message, because people, when they're prodded, when they're pushed, when you talk to them, they will vote. Jeff, my vision for Baltimore County is we've got to get Certainly safety. That's number one. The number one job of the county executive is to protect the citizens.
Yes.
So my budget's going to, number one, start with the Baltimore County Police Department. I want them to know from day one I've got their backs. Then we're going to move to the business, because I look at it as a three-legged stool that props our county up. Businesses, we need to grow the pie, Jeff. We don't need to cut up what's there. We need to increase the pie. We need to get businesses. We need to create a vibrant business environment for Baltimore County, because it truly is a jewel. Jeff, I started my own business, as you mentioned. I still had my paper out when I was 14, started my own business. I've created jobs. I've provided opportunity for people. I know what businesses are going through, from the permitting process to the regulations that they endure. I want them to know that they're going to have a hotline into my office, Jeff. I want every business, not only Maryland business, from around the country, from around the world, to come to Baltimore County, because it truly is a jewel. Then we're going to work on our schools, Jeff. You know, I'm supporting the Inspector General that will overlook the books of the Baltimore County school system. That's half the budget.
Half the budget, Jeff,
goes into the school system. There's no accountability. I'm certainly for that Inspector General. And in fact, so that needs to happen, because our children are our most precious asset.
Yes.
We have to really educate the young minds. It's unfortunate. The studies show that if you cannot read by the third grade, you're going to be frustrated and prone to absenteeism. We've got to make sure our kids can read. We've got to provide them the best opportunities and the best situation that they can lead, learn. We need to get the teachers. We need more teachers that really want it. Such a great profession. We need to encourage our young kids to become teachers. We just have to create opportunities in Baltimore.
Yep.
So our young
Pat,
kids have a job.
Exactly.
So
we're up against. We're up against. I don't mean to cut you off. We're up against the clock again. Last time, please let people know how they can get a hold of you.
Friendsofpatdyer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your next Baltimore County executive if you want solution. Pat, have a wonderful and blessed Independence Day with your family. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Dyer is the solution to the executive position in Baltimore County. Finally, we have a businessman who wants to make the necessary change. I am Jeff McDonald. We will be right back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Forecasters say it could be a few more days before relief from the intense heat starts filtering in across the east. Temperatures have soared into the triple digits. The humidity is off the charts. It is a massive heat dome, extends from down along the Gulf Coast all the way into New England. There's a Democratic backlash to a move that President Trump says would help to assure that America's elections are above board and are free of cheating. Investigation of vandalism at a newly renovated Washington landmark, the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool, has produced a federal indictment. And in the small village of Hamden, Ohio, people are wondering aloud about how 16 youngsters, siblings, held for years in deplorable conditions in a small house, could have escaped notice for such a long time. Wall Street closed today in honor of Independence Day, and this is SRN News.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120. 866-1120 or just go to pearshaw.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast, an extremely hot and humid day. Hazy sunshine with high temperatures above 100 degrees. Heat indices as high as 112. An isolated strong to severe shower or thunderstorm possible late this afternoon, early this evening. Otherwise, a warm night will follow with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s. Another hot and humid day on Saturday with highs near 100 and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
He died to make men holy. Let us live to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His good is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His good is marching on.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightnings of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean, Casey, and Casey and Company. Kristen, we are going to go to clip number 6, but before we do that, this is my gift to you, ladies and gentlemen, on this our 250th Independence Day. Probably the greatest versatile singer in the 20th century whose career was less than 20 years was at his best when singing gospel songs and serious songs. And I know that this was one of his all-time favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of my...
That's it.
Old towns are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on in our one nation under God. America, a very happy, joyous, and blessed 250th birthday and anniversary. I hope that rendition of American Trilogy by the late, great Elvis Presley moves you as much as it moves me. Chuck in Columbia, good morning. Welcome to WCBM. You have suggestions for solving the problems in Baltimore County as well.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I do. Number one, you're not going to get Baltimore County solved until you fix Baltimore City. And you should have the time to remember that Baltimore City was at one time an independent city.
Yes.
That supported itself. You've gone from over a million people. You have had such a good progressive there. You're down to less than 500,000.
Yeah, hey, Chuck, I have to... Hold on. Oh, baby, huge... Don't bury the lead, my friend. If you go from a million to 500,000, Chuck, does not crime statistics sort of follow that if the population's less, crime will be less? I mean, my God, we always hear, crime is down in Baltimore City. Well, there's hardly anybody left. Chuck, please continue.
Yes, well, you've let them, you put in the transportation so that now they can go out and raid Baltimore County.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. Stay with me, Chuck. I've been president of three or four political organizations within Baltimore County, and one of my wants was always to once a quarter have the local Baltimore County precinct come in and give an overview. And I was blessed at the time to have the great chief of police, Terrence Sheridan, come in on quite a few occasions. And he used to tell me, as did others, that one of the main jobs at the time, and I'm going back quite a few years, one of their main challenges, Chuck, and you hit the nail on the head, was keeping Baltimore City out of Baltimore County. So please continue.
Okay. I think of a man that was my boss who passed away recently, who was younger than me, who grew up in Baltimore City, went to Polytechnic, went on to the University of Maryland, and then even got his master's in business and ran an international company that brought businesses from the world over into Baltimore.
Yes.
But that is not happening. You're not getting the basic education unified within the state. You should either make Baltimore County and Baltimore City one unit and thereby have governmental control over the situation. I don't see how you can have a good life in Baltimore County without having a good life in Baltimore City.
The two are synonymous, and I think that I agree with you. Baltimore City needs to stand on its own, and I think that if it did stand on its own, the elected representatives in Baltimore City would take their job more seriously, because all of Maryland funds Baltimore City in its time that the great city with its storied, incredible history was brought back to what it should be. Real quick, Chuck, go ahead.
One other thing, there is an imbalance in Baltimore City, and that is for every time you lose more and more citizens, you gain more and more in the assistance to the mayor.
Of course.
How does that happen? Why do you have more control with less people?
That's a very good question, and it's a topic for another day. I will be back on WCBM later in August, but your points are so relevant, profound, and quite frankly, just common sense and logic. So, Chuck, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning. I hope you and your family have a very joyous and blessed Independence Day. So thank you for
Happy
calling.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
God bless us all.
God bless us all. Thank you. Take care, Chuck. Be safe out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our feel-good news story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause
know, it's amazing. We've been talking about the framework of our great one nation under God, and I came across this story, and it's so relevant to Independence Day. A Baptist pastor with a deep thirst for the Bible has reportedly broken an unofficial record by preaching for 96 hours at his church in Jones County, Mississippi. Pastor Matt Olson of First Baptist Church of Sharon recently preached through the entire Bible from the book of Genesis through Revelation over a four-day period. Fox News reported Sunday, "Jesus is Lord. He is worthy of every sentence I preached, every sacrifice that was made, and every step of obedience that has been taken since," Olson told the outlet, noting it was all about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. The pastor and his team used the Guinness World Record format, and WDAM reported June 1 that Olson took minimal breaks during the preaching marathon. Video footage from Postia shows Olson's concluding statement when he declared, "Jesus is worthy," and the congregation then gave him a standing ovation. Olson was inspired after participating in missionary training for hostile areas in 2025, where he was in the woods without physical copy of the Bible for 96 hours. During that time, the pastor longed for the scripture that was forced to rely only on what he remembered from the pages. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our feel-good story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Okay, welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. I would like to read, because it's so important, some more from the Declaration of Independence. We didn't get through it all because we had such great callers and great guests. By the way, if you heard Pat Dyer, please visit friendsofpatdyer.com. friendsofpatdyer.com. Ladies and gentlemen of Baltimore County, we have an opportunity to make change. Back to the Declaration of Independence. "We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have right do." Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to finish this when we get back from our break. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company here on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, and around the world on WCBM.com. We will be right back.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. Today it will be hot and humid with hazy sunshine, high above 100 degrees. The heat index will be 112 degrees. There is a chance for strong showers and or storms late in the afternoon and the early evening. Tomorrow will be hot and humid as well for Independence Day. The key is, ladies and gentlemen, take your time. Stay hydrated. It is summertime after all, right? All right, so I want to finish this because we are coming up toward the end of the show, and I want to thank all of our wonderful callers this morning. I want to thank Pat Dyer for joining me this morning at top of this hour. And again, please visit friendsofpatdyer.com. And I would be remiss in telling you if I did not tell you that I, Jeff McDonald, your humble host, am also running for delegate in 42B. If you want to learn more about me and are able to financially contribute, and or if you wish to volunteer, it's simply jeffkmcdonald.com. JeffKMcDonald.com. So let's continue with what I think is part of the most profound portion of our great Declaration of Independence. And for the support of this declaration with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with mainly firmness his invasions on the right of the people. Ladies and gentlemen, Benjamin Franklin, during this period, so appropriately said, when they were doing this, it was tense. You could cut it with a knife. But Benjamin Franklin said, "Gentlemen, we may hang individually or we may hang together." The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that our founding fathers, in fact, pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we would have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then, a few short years later, came the Constitution. And I just think it's most appropriate on Independence Day as well, as we wind down the show, to read the first two amendments in the Constitution because they are so important. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. Freedom of the press, right? Tucker Carlson, who used to be the number one host in the number one slot in the world, was abruptly fired by Fox for telling the truth. I encourage everyone to go to TuckerCarlson.com and listen to his July 1 episode where he has guest Steve Baker on the CIA, FBI, by directed energy weapons and the lies of the J6 pipe bomb case. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many wonderful alternatives to the screen on the wall. Independent talk radio is one. Tucker Carlson is another. I could go on and on. It's up to us to invoke the First Amendment. Now I go to the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia. Ladies and gentlemen, take a quick look in the mirror. We are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In the first hour, if you joined us, we read the bulk of the Declaration of Independence. We were obviously interrupted by commercials and our great callers and other obligations that we had. But the point is, we got through many of the grievances. And when we read these grievances that were signed by our founding fathers in Independence Hall on the 4th of July, 1776, when there was constant record writing of how oppressive the heat was. But they persevered, and they all signed it, knowing that if we did not win the War of Independence, what would happen to them, because they were considered deserters and it was basically treason. But they did it anyway, because they again pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so we could live in a free country. And it is incumbent upon us now to continue to carry this great document along with the Constitution and you think about the Olive Branch Declaration and everything that they tried to do peaceably so that it wouldn't come to war, but it did, and a ragtag rebel militia defeated, again, at the time, the most powerful army and military complex in the world. We now, unfortunately, have an uninformed electorate that needs to be informed and needs to become engaged and get involved. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear my voice, these founding documents, the laws of nature and nature's God, gives us the right, we the people, to determine our destiny. And our destiny is not socialism. Our destiny is not communism. Unlike those in New York under the socialist Mondami or whatever his name is, a vast majority of Democrats say they would vote for a democratic socialist and view socialism favorably. We are of the people, by the people, for the people. And it's our responsibility to keep this going. Each and every one of us can make a difference. Pat Dyer made a statement about a county worker who felt as though his vote would not count. And we all know that in Baltimore County, there have been elections that have been decided by a few votes. So I leave you with this. It's Independence Day. Celebrate. Have a wonderful time. Spread the truth. We have the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The truth has no agenda. I want to thank Kristen Hagrick very much for always doing such a great job. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for allowing me this blessed opportunity to be with you this morning. Most importantly, I want to thank you all for listening. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. We'll see you in August. Be safe. God bless you. God bless our communities, and God bless America.